$1 million per year. On its battery, $100,000 to $150,000 per interception. Hamas Al-Qassam rocket costs $600 to $800 each, so if Hamas launched 5,000 rockets, it would cost around $1 million, and the Iron Dome would cost $500 million to intercept it. And sometimes it was only fake rockets, without the warhead. So the financial does matter in this situation. With the boycott of products supporting Israel, it really works to reduce the financial support for Israel. That's the only way worked at 2018, when some companies withdraw themselves from connected with Israel. I know that some of you are upset with some brands, but that's the fact. If there was no official statement from the company related, then it's gotta be they still supporting Israel, in any way at any cost. So, we also did the same. We will do this movement, and we will campaign this boycott movement, until Israel broke down, financially or militarily. This is the real economic embargo from the people of the world, cause some coward leaders can do nothing on the stage of the UN. Useless. Nothing. These are some states that voted against the resolution of ceasefire. So, to me,